100%.
Or like the first guy to milk a cow, just to stroke and utter.
Oh,
just like,
God.
I wonder. Just like, Oh, it's white. Let me drink it.
That would be so scary. Imagine if we were all sitting next to each other and Daniel just unzips a zipper on the back of his head. Fucking. No, not there. I don't want to be found.
Well, and this ain't even the first time they tried this AI bullshit, man. This is the second round of it, and it's a totally different one. They probably spent a few million dollars developing the first one.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Today's topic is going to be about aliens, whether they're coming to take us away or come and chill, one of the two. So,
it could be both.
Anybody got anything? Yeah, it could be both. I mean,
they're going to capture all the weirdos. And then they're just going to leave us normal people. That's what I'm hoping happens.
What if aliens are already here?
What? I mean, you've seen Men in Black. Okay. Michael Jackson.
Definitely was an alien. 100%
yeah.
Was an alien.
Definitely
Mark
was an
Zuckerberg
alien. This buddy.
Was an alien.
Dude, he has the eyes of an alien.
What about Elon Musk?
Elon doesn't look like an alien, but we all know he's an alien.
He's got the brain of an alien. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a... Yeah. I would say... Go ahead.
No, sorry. What were you going to say first?
I don't even remember. You go ahead.
I was going to say, what if we actually all are aliens and we came from Mars?
I mean, we're definitely all aliens.
In some facet, we are alien. I'm alien to a lot of things in this world. I don't understand it. So, but I don't know, man. I don't know. There's been a lot of sightings of aliens, so I know they exist. People like have been like, I think the news was like talking about how aliens are real now, and everyone's just like not surprised. Which is, I'm actually more surprised if that didn't blow up harder than it did if it's true, because you know. Alien talk, people love that shit, man. There are people that literally drive out to camps, camp out there just to try to catch UFOs.
Yeah, especially in Nevada.
I'm willing to bet people actually put on like a light show, and it's like it's faking the whole thing. It's just somebody out there shooting away as a disc in the air.
Just fucking drones, bro.
They've got a bunch of headlights attached to their bodies, and they're just doing dances.
It's just one big EDM festival.
Yeah, they're like, did you see that alien? And it's some guy with fucking hula hoops.
Tripping on acid, bro. Did you see them fucking aliens over there?
Yeah.
The most alien thing to me back in the day was those Fushigi balls. You ever remember having those Fushigis they said that could defy gravity?
Yeah, my dad bought one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Most useless toy. I know we're on the topic of aliens. Saw a commercial about that little bet trampoline thing. Where they would throw the marbles at the trampoline and it goes in the goal. Dude.
The Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do know what you're talking about, bro. I still got that shit.
You do?
Bro, it's still in the closet. I guarantee it.
Bro, I swear, you're the most 90s, not 90s baby I've ever seen.
Let me guess. Your favorite song is Drive by Incubus. No, I'm just kidding.
Definitely not.
He said definitely not.
Fuck that. Oh,
what's
shit.
The first song you can ever remember, Kyle?
The first song that I can ever remember?
Like, your earliest memory of a song.
Goddamn, I don't fucking know. Honestly, shit.
That was actually such a random question.
It's definitely
good one,
some punk-ass, like, country fucking music that nobody's ever heard of before.
What kind of music do you think aliens listen to? Is the question.
EDM for sure.
EDM.
EDM, or it's like real depressing rock music. For some reason, I can just see, like, because I don't know, American Dad. American Dad's the reason I think that, because of, I can't remember his name.
Roger.
Steve. Roger, yeah. Roger was always like, I'm like, are they're either super flamboyant or they're super emo. It's one of the two.
Like, they're listening to Creep in the background. I'm a creep. Yeah.
You are. No, I could imagine I don't y'all give me 1 second.
No, you're good. Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and elaborate on what you were talking about with Mars though. I'm assuming you're talking about the seeding of Earth, like our species died out on Mars, and then they decided to send what would be like the Garden of Eden, quote unquote, over to Earth, and then we repopulated.
Yeah, so there's this theory where basically the human race originated on Mars, and then they traveled to Earth to save humanity, and they were super advanced on Mars, but they didn't bring, like, basically nothing with them to Earth because they didn't want to make the same mistakes that they made on Mars that killed humanity. But still,
I think my child is an alien. I think she is foreign to this world because everything revolves around her.
Oh, I could say the same, dog.
Because I apologize, everyone, if you do hear that screaming in the background, by the way. There's nothing I can do about it. But yes, no, my daughter is definitely alien.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about, Kayla. It's the whole seeding of Earth. They brought no technology, so then they wouldn't make the same mistake, and then here we fucking are going about the same business.
Yeah, I just heard that the other day, and I was like, that's likely, maybe? I don't know, though.
Okay, here's a good question. What would be the worst type of alien it could be, based on any video game or any TV show or movie you've ever seen? Which alien, in your guys' opinions, would be the worst to be, like, infiltrated by? That's a good one.
Alien. Off of Alien.
Xenomorph, you mean?
Aliens. That off of Aliens.
Just aliens.
Aliens, those are the worst kind of people to be invaded by. That's fucking crazy.
I don't know. Personally, those movies, like, I can't remember which one it was, but it's where that family's in the house and, like, all the birds, like, start flying towards their window.
Oh, fuck.
And shit,
yeah,
dying.
The Fourth Kind. Or,
dude, that, because you don't
no,
see
that's
it.
Signs. Like,
no, that's Signs.
Well, dude, Signs. Dude, that's so...
it's The Fourth Kind. I think that's what Daniel's thinking.
The birds one is not Signs. Yeah. Signs is a good one, though.
I was not.
I think it's The Fourth Kind.
Signs was Kevin Costner, am I right? Can't remember his
name. Yes.
But no, I remember that one, dude. Any alien, that alien just made it seem like a horror movie, though. Like, they were just making birds fly in the wrong directional pattern, and, like, they just abducted their child in the middle of the night.
Slamming into windows.
Speaking of Signs, you know the scary movie where they make fun of Signs, and then they're like, how do you pee, to the extraterrestrials, and they stick their finger out, they start peeing out of their finger.
Which one was it?
That was back when Charlie Sheen was still relevant, man. Wasn't?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Dude, that was such a funny movie too. Oh man. Now, if we're being honest though, the aliens from what's that game where aliens versus humanity? I would hate to be dropped on by a little tiny alien with a blaster, bro. Just going around.
All humans must die.
No, destroy all humans.
Destroy all humans. Yes,
just super technological alien that has, like, every fucking blaster and weapon known to any kind of kind.
Yeah, my electricity just flickered, just so you guys know.
Oh, that's good. What about the... Are there aliens from that one movie where they have to be quiet, technically?
Oh, A Quiet Place?
Quiet Place. No, Quiet Place. Freaky. Now that
those would be pretty rough.
That would be scary because you can't make any noise, like ever, like your whole life for the until.
But aliens from Alien versus Predator literally impregnate you with aliens, and their blood is acid.
Oh yeah, and those little like spider things that hatch eggs inside your body. Yeah, no, wouldn't want that to happen for sure.
I'm just going to say, though, the aliens from A Quiet Place are actually kind of lame because they literally can be neutralized with nothing but, like, radio static. Like, that's pretty fucking lame. Like, all I got to do is put on headphones and shoot you in the face with a shotgun. Like, nah, that's easy.
Oh, no, Hunter. Yeah. The freaking, what's it called? The game you were just playing recently, Dead Space Aliens, bro.
I guess that's aliens.
No, they are definitely aliens.
It's like a virus, I guess you would say. But it's still an alien. It's alien to Earth, I guess you would say. But yeah,
Oh, because you would. I think it was like probably passed. The infection was passed down by an extraterrestrial type person. But no, that would
it,
be
it
weird.
It was from especially the monolith, is what it came the, from.
Imagine that one that you shoot and regenerates just running at you in real life, dude. It's like, well,
oh, bro,
he's slow though, so that's the one benefit you have. But we don't really.
Oh,
know
did you watch
slow.
Me play that?
No, I just remember you were into the remastered version. You were playing some of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love the Dead Space games.
Oh, Dead Space. Is, like, dude, that's a whole other conversation right there. Oh yeah, of course. You're my
well, yeah, right. You just stick on sitting day. In my window.
Yeah, literally right now.
Bro, your desk and PC looks sick.
Dude, your snake cage is looking good.
It really don't look good right now.
Whoa, why are you in his kitchen, bro?
Damn, you eating your snake? I mean, that's what you'll have to do one day when aliens take over and there's no food supply left because they killed all our crops. You have to eat your snake, man.
Dude, you wouldn't get any meat off of the snake. That would literally supply, like, a snack.
People eat snake.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Snake, gator. I've heard people, like, a literal NFL player eats a raccoon, and he tried to share it with reporters. Like, I would never kill a raccoon and eat it.
You would be better off eating Jaeger than anything, because he's fat.
Oh, bro, he's chunky. It'd be like Wagyu, bro.
No, watch aliens come down, and all of a sudden their only diet is animals that we love, and they're just
oh
like
my
killing.
God.
They're just eating all our. That's worse. That's worse than killing me, bro. Like, just kill me, bro. Don't kill
you
my dog.
You have to love it for them to eat it. They won't eat the strays.
they sense the emotional connection between the dog and the human, and they're like, "Oh yeah, this is what I feast upon."
It's not even actually the animal. It's just the connection.
They go find one of your deceased dogs, Tiny, and they resurrect him just so they can kill him in front of you again.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. God, that's fucked up.
Hey, this is rated. This podcast is rated NA. Okay, it's not rated.
That's
we
crazy.
Are. They are some puppy eating motherfuckers up in that bitch, or they can eat our children. That would suck.
The room got so silent.
They're like, oh, he's look at a virgin. It's all the virgin. All the nerds are dying.
All the nerds are dying.
At least you know your daughter is safe because you said she was an alien. So
yeah, she's something. I love her to death though. But yeah, no, I could only imagine. But yeah, I don't know. Aliens coming down. It may happen during our lifetime. So hopefully that's something that we get to witness, or something I would hope we don't get to witness.
I hope we get to witness it.
I do too, but making contact, I feel like we're just too dumb. There's no way that anyone that is able to make it here is going to come down here and be like, yeah, they're ready to talk. No. It's nukes right away.
This is what they argue about in this country? Like they're worried about gender equality? Yeah, let's beep! Nuke.
They're fucking killing each other over skin color.
Nuke.
Like, the fuck?
Oh, what? Dude, I love my friend Raz. It's like my alien species. His name's Raz. He's an orange alien. Totally racial free up here in chromosome Z. I don't know what they would call. All right, that's a good one. What if you were an alien, what would you name your home planet?
Oh, fuck.
I would name it Probing Lisa.
Oh, whoa. Probe? You watched too many movies. All right. No, Probe and Lose. Proba Lose.
Probe in here?
Proba Lose. I thought we were going to talk about probes tonight. Just kidding.
No, I said we were going to talk about alien porn, not probes.
Oh. First thought that came to my head was probing.
Oh, no, there's definitely probing.
Oh, rule 34, bro, will get you what you want.
You know.
Yeah, what? No, but that would be a super untapped market is if they were to come here. You would definitely make a lot of money being the first person to make alien porn. 100%.
Like, who's going to be the first, though? You know? Because what if it's, like, full of acid or something, you know?
Straight up xenomorph, just melt your dick off.
Well, I mean, that's probably an unknown disease you have to deal with. It's not AIDS, it's spades, because it's space AIDS. I've got spades, guys. I just couldn't help the tentacles were just looking at me funny, and I just got aroused.
being the first guy to do that is going to be more nerve-wracking than stepping on the moon.
100%. Or like the first guy to milk a cow, just to stroke and utter.
Oh,
just like,
my God.
I wonder. Just like, oh, it's white. Let me drink it. Hold on. Let's
drink this. It tastes like shit.
Dude, that tastes good.
The cows do it all the time.
Dude, it tastes good. And then I wonder how many other animals they like tested it on and it just didn't work. They're just like, they just died like on the spot because it's like an unknown bodily fluid that's coming out of them.
Oh my God. Ugh. They're like, whoa.
Because dude, pigs have udders. We don't get
sick of it's milk.
Pigs don't have
that's
udders.
A male, sir.
Pigs have tits. Like, a dog, like some dogs have like 8 tits, bro. You wouldn't know. Like, I mean, what do a dog
thick tits milk.
Why is it got little things wriggling in it? That's weird. Let's drink it.
That's nasty.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
All right, okay.
The fuck's wriggling in shit, bro? All
right. Anyways, back to planet naming. Kayla got hers. All right.
No, you can't deflect from that. What's going on, bro? I think you might need to see a doctor.
Nah, I might be an alien, dude. Into weird things.
Yeah, I guess you have kids. But
all right, guys, I've been a secret boss this whole time. I've been an alien this whole time, y'all. Dude, we hate y'all. Y'all are so idiots up out there in America, dude.
That's why Daniel likes. Worms. That's why Daniel likes rabies so much.
Oh, I love probes. probing all day. Just a prober. I shot the probers.
I'm gonna turn that into a soundbite.
I forget you can just take little voice edits like that and make sound bites too. That's funny.
You're damn right.
God, dude, we're gonna hear it in our next live stream. But I would name my planet. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know.
You presented the question.
Do the carpet? Yeah, it would be long. It'd be like, do the carpets match the drapes? That's what my name. My planet would be. No, I'm just kidding.
ZX5.
It would be my dude. I don't know, dude. I gotta think. Like Transmorphia, just a bunch of people with peckers and badges running around.
You mean Earth?
You guys, I'm dead. That's crazy.
Mean Earth? No longer. Hey, apparently. But anyways, no, I don't even know, man. I'd probably name it like. I'd have to find something cool because, you know, just like my video game RPG characters, they have to have a cool name, you know. I don't know. It'd be
I don't know, bro. I'd steal what is it? Pluto's one of Pluto's moons, or is it a Saturn or some shit like that? Titan. I feel like that's a pretty strong fucking planet name. Yeah.
Titan. Dude, or like I like Straya. Straya. Straya.
Oh, that's a good name.
Planet Straya. I don't even know why it just sounds intergalactic.
Yeah, it does. Sounds very celestial.
I'm just naming it after me, dog. It's mine.
My planet is like planet Sally McSagittis. Sally McSagittis.
Yeah. Planet Vegeta.
Oh, man. Oh, I tell you who I think is an alien. Go Google Victor Wembanyama and tell me if you think he's not an alien.
Okay, you're gonna have to tell me how the fuck to spell that last name.
Just look up Victor W and it should auto populate in your Google because he's
holy
pretty
shit, you're right. Oh wow, yeah, I would have never got that right. W E M B A N Y A M A. Bro, he do.
You say he's an alien? Why?
He's 7'6" and his arm, he has a like over a 10-foot wingspan, which is unhuman. And he can shoot
the widest forehead I've ever seen.
And he can shoot from the 3-point line at that tall, by the way. He's
that's pretty
busting
fucking
threes
crazy.
In front of people. So
holy shit, look at his arms.
I know. That's an alien. He's from France. So the only good thing to come from that place.
He's
but,
French.
Sites fries, you know, I guess. But I don't even think
I thought
French.
He was from Kyle's planet. That's what I thought he was from.
So my planet
aliens look like.
Hunter's planet is planet stubby cock.
Do they bark? And are they from Arkansas?
This dude looks like he would bark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, he plays. Yeah, I don't even know. Sorry, that was kind of curveball, but I just think he looks kind of alien.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Have you guys watched the new Alien that just came out?
I have not. What was it about?
So,
yes, I have.
So, you know the fucking alien at the end where it's like an alien-human hybrid?
Yes, yeah, those super. I mean, it kind of looks like that guy, but like way paler. Like fucking 8 foot tall and wicked long arms. That's fucking
scary. Yeah, that is accurate as fuck.
I think anyone that's above 6 foot 10 is an alien. I just don't think it's like you should not be able to be that tall. Like if I have to look up at you when I'm sucking your cock, dude, like this is not working.
What the fuck?
Where's your cock right between your eyes?
Oh, you haven't tried this. Oh, you haven't been freaky. All right, never mind. Y'all don't know.
I'm sorry, my nose ain't my penis.
Here, I'll send you a video.
He said, if I have to look up at you every time I suck your cock, like, bro.
I like them to. Well, I like my people flexible, so you got to bend your head below mine when that's going.
What? What are you talking about?
Anyways, that's too far. It's too far. That was an alien move in bed. I can't talk about those.
Yeah, because you would know, because you're an alien boss, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm a secret boss. Or watch the whole entire lifespan of Earth is just a big secret boss episode for aliens, and then they just like appear and they're like, "Oh, dude, y'all suck, dude. Y'all are awful. Yeah, no, you're fired for sure. You're only paying people $7.50 an hour. Are you insane? Are you in this economy?
Bro, if they raise wages, I'm cool with it.
I hope they they better raise wages. I don't even care if things are more expensive. I just want my bank to look fat. But yeah, I mean, no,
sure,
man.
You just want a bunch of zeros. It'll look as fat as you want.
Right. Wish I could just edit my own bank account amount to add a few zeros.
Hell yeah.
I was sorry.
Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah, my alien came out of me right there. He's about to jump out. It's crazy. I about got burst from, dude. Like a spider about shot out my chest. But yeah, no, that would be the worst thing ever to deal with in alien history is to have being impregnated by a spider creature.
Yeah, that's...
I'm talking about the xenomorphs from Alien.
And ejecting itself from you. I can just imagine. Because I remember that movie was like, that was one of the older Alien movies too. And it's still freaking out.
You gotta watch the newest one. Like, for real. Like, it's really good. Spoiler alert, I'm just gonna say it right now. There's a whole fucking room full of them they have to quietly walk through. And it is, I made me nervous for them.
Like, and this isn't even real. And I'm nervous for them.
Also, the alien at the very end, it's birthed from a human, and it looks so like that's what you would picture an alien would actually look like. It's terrifying.
The humanoid style? Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, yeah. Like, I don't even know what you would search to look at that up, but it looks just like that.
Sure, the birthing process wasn't fun for the lady. She probably died.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Giving birth to that thing. But, yeah. Man, I just wish they'd make better. I think the only game that I can truly say was great outspace exploration just got updated recently. What is, we played it a while, Hunter, where you have to gather resources, the planet one. We all played.
No Man's Sky?
Yeah, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Yeah, No Man's Sky.
Oh, dude, great. Yeah.
Because I played Starfield, and that job. Was fun, but it's not No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky is so vast.
Once you have the biggest carrier ship in that game, like the game kind of peters out, I'll be honest, because there's not much to do. It's a lot of, and I'm not bashing on the game at all, because I love the shit out of it, and I would play it again, but...
I think they've updated it more,
It does
too.
Get very... Yeah, they have, and I haven't played the new update, but... It's definitely like repetitive. Like you do the same shit over and over again. I just enjoy going around stealing shit. I am wanted by everyone and anywhere.
Oh, I know that guy. He stole my wallet the other week. Yeah, that game. Starfield's a fun space exploration game, but it's not real alien. There are aliens technically, but I don't know. There's not a whole lot of good, but Dead Space was a good, technically, anything, I just assume outer space, I just make everything alien. That's an outer space, really.
And Space Engineers is a pretty good game.
I've seen you playing that. What's that like?
It's pretty good. It's just, you get to design pretty much everything. It's a very buildy kind of game. Yeah. And it's very vast. It's massive.
So is it, what is the, is it like the main proprietor of the game? Is it just like an action adventure game, or is it like a builder?
Well, it's kind of a sandbox style game. They have like scenarios and stuff that you can load into from in the base game, but where it's really at is the mods. All the mods they have for it are fucking amazing.
I tell you what we all need to do is what me and Hunter did the other day. Me and him would just download like free games with the letter that it starts with. So we started with A. And we downloaded a free game that was with the letter A and B, C. I think we made it to like what, E or F or something like that.
Yeah, I think we totally skipped over D because there wasn't.
Yeah, there wasn't any games that weren't like porn related. But
Steam is,
yeah,
Era.
Here, I got you.
But I think that would be a fun thing for us. Dude.
Fuck yeah!
Help your butthole relax. Oh man, that's funny.
You know what I just now read?
What's up?
It said that if we were to be invaded by aliens for observation or study, they might just watch us like scientists studying wildlife without direct contact. Isn't that scary? Like a scary thought?
Watching us like from like a billion light years away. We can't even detect them watching us. They've been monitoring our moves.
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
Or
we could just be in a glass dome, like surrounding the Earth, and you never know. We could just be in a fucking what do they call it, a menagerie.
Yeah,
I just can't fathom the idea that there's not another Earth like this one with people on it.
Especially with like how many fucking universes are there? There's 10.
It drops you into a planet, and then it's like literally the worst like thing you could think of. Humans just killing each other, just like a wasteland sort of thing. I don't know. I might like that.
Well, Kayla, did you say there's only 10 universes?
No, I said how many are there?
Oh, I mean, well, technically, universe is unlimited. Are you talking about galaxies? You mean galaxies?
Oh yeah, galaxies. Sorry, not universes.
No, you're good. Okay, that's. I just want to make sure.
Also,
but yeah,
infinite.
There's yeah, it's also infinite. The universe is forever expanding.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how many we've actually seen so far, but I think it's only like fucking 10, something like that.
Actually seen into.
Yeah, like able to actually observe.
Yeah, like look.
It's not very many.
I feel bad for the alien had to catch me the other Tuesday night when I was looking up. No, I'm just kidding. He was watching me in my bedroom. What is this guy doing?
If they can see you from that far, they can definitely see your search history. For
oh,
sure.
Damn. Well, shit. Him and Chris, the aliens and Chris Hansen are all in a league together. That's how he gets all his knowledge.
Who's Chris Hansen?
The guy that catches pedos.
Oh,
how to catch a predator.
When you said pedos, I thought you were talking about a sport.
Yeah, all pedos are alien, that's for damn sure, but not the good kind. The kind that like sticking their hands up their own butts, those kinds. But yeah, that is wild. But yeah, man, I don't know, dude. That'd be it. We'll find out. I mean, we're in the year of the 20s, so if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen this millennia. I doubt we'll be alive for it, but
it'll happen in 2030.
People in 2900.
Okay, well, what about the chill aliens? Like, what if they just want to come down, smoke a blunt, and chill?
I mean, that's definitely a possibility, but they're gonna bring much better weed.
Oh, it's the real space rock, the real moon rock.
Yeah, dude, they bring down some crazy shit.
Just
plot twist.
Rock and they just chew it.
Plot twist, it's your best friend and they're actually an alien. That would be so scary. Imagine if we were all sitting next to each other and Daniel just unzips a zipper on the back of his head and fucking...
My skin just falls off. Like, I have to something to tell you guys.
Have y'all ever seen that movie where this fucking dude, like, finds these glasses and can see, like, that the people around him are fucking aliens? He can, like, you can see the clear difference of them. I don't know what movie that is. I've seen, like, clips of it and shit. But
it's like an older movie.
Yeah, it is an older movie.
Yeah, he like puts his glasses on. You can see their real faces, like their real like personas, what's underneath or something like
that. Uh-huh. And then he has to beat the shit out of this black guy until he forces him to put the glasses on.
I wonder what movie that is.
I don't know. Is it called The Live?
Bro, I couldn't tell you. You know I'm not a movie buff.
I'm just looking it up right now. It's an old-ass movie from, like, 1988. I don't think that's going to be
Is it that old?
I mean, it could be.
I didn't think it was that old.
The Wikipedia says they live in 1988 American science fiction, American horror film, and directed by John Carpenter, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, They Live?
No, well, it's called, They Live. Sorry, not. That looks like zombies. That doesn't look like aliens. My bad. Negate everything I just fucking said. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, it's definitely They Live.
Is it?
Yeah, I just seen a video of it saying They Live, and there's him and a black guy that he's beating up.
Oh, yeah, it says alerting that humanity is their cattle. See, I told you. Using people as cattle.
That's crazy.
They just want people steaks, bro. America's their Wagyu, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the top beef.
Ew, I'm skinny. Hopefully they go for me last.
Oh, man. David was having a rough time today.
He was having an aneurysm, that poor dude. I feel so bad for him, bro. We had to get him off the topic of terrorism and killing himself.
Yeah, bro. He was, oh, my God. He was having a bad day. Yeah. Is that what he talked about whenever you guys got there?
Oh, yeah, bro. He was mad, bro. He was livid. Right when I was...
Is this your coworker?
He's our dispatcher, yeah.
But for you guys that don't know, he very well could be. He loves aliens, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, he does. You should see his desk.
Bro, he goes out to Nevada, like, I think once a year. And, like, actually goes and, like, goes near Area 51 and shit. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he goes to that mailbox, the famous mailbox out there and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does that, but... For you guys that don't know, we work in HVAC, and that our dispatcher is dealing with a crisis of our entire company is running an AI to take and book our calls right now. So it's, and it can do it live. Like if me and Kyle both have our calls set up for the day, it'll just take them off of us, move stuff around, send us to different places away from where we're at currently. Yeah. It tried to send me to Tulsa twice today.
You know, it gave my calls to, like, a fucking OKC guy.
Oh, my God. Is that what happened to him? He couldn't find him to save his life. Him and Joey were looking for him so hard for, like, an hour.
Well, it was either Sulai or it went to an OKC guy. Were the two people it was, like, bouncing to.
AI is at the aliens' first step on taking over.
Yes.
They're going to have me going to Arkansas tomorrow, guaranteed.
Well, and this ain't even the first time they tried this AI bullshit, man. This is the second round of it, and it's a totally different one. They probably spent a few million dollars developing the first one.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And it sucks just as bad.
I gotta use a different voice. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
No, you're good.
And girl.
Our dispatcher was having the existential crisis of not having a job anymore because of AI.
Yeah, if it goes through and it starts working properly, it'll take out, like, what, a good 150, 200 jobs?
Oh, plus, I mean, more than that. Shit, we hire people from fucking, like, India to outsource our calls and shit.
Yeah, we hire their, completely outsource it on the, especially during the summer whenever we're booked, yeah.
Yeah, well, and at, like, nighttime and shit, if you call, it'll be, like, outsourced.
I was a dispatcher once, and I got replaced by somebody that worked in India.
Yep, it's just cheaper.
Yeah, they were paying us $3 a call whenever they started paying them 50 cents a call.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's a huge profit
margin. Yeah.
Yep, that shit should be outlawed. Not that I have a problem with Indian people, but that's ridiculous. Shouldn't be outsourcing American jobs like that.
Yeah, that's that's like Elon Musk. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but the people that work at Tesla, that like work on Tesla cars and stuff, he's wanting to get rid of the people that he pays $200,000 a year and bring in outsiders and only pay them like half the amount. So all these people are losing their jobs right now. Which is kind of
crazy. I usually like the things that Elon Musk has done. I hadn't heard about that, but
no. Considering he was on the Trump campaign, I'm surprised that he's going that route.
I just watched something on it the other day.
Because, I mean, Elon's a pretty decent guy. He fucking got rid of a lot of people on Twitter, but they needed to be gone to begin with, all the censorship people.
Oh, yeah, after he bought Twitter.
Yeah, why is over half the company dedicated to censorship? That's insane.
Yeah. No, I like Elon Musk, too. And what I read, it could also be fake news. You never know.
I kind of hope so, because that would make me not like him near as much.
Yeah, I would have to look more into it.
That would make him pretty hypocritical.
I mean, not even that he's just like for Trump. I liked a lot of the shit that he did. And I agreed, like, when he took over Twitter and stuff, all the people he fired. I agreed with that. And that wasn't, like, taking away American jobs. That was just getting rid of unnecessary people.
Yeah. I like the fact that he goes on Joe Rogan's podcast a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a crazy smart dude.
Yeah, he's like the most intelligent person in the world, I feel like. Yeah.
I would say he's one of the smartest people in the world when it comes to money, for sure.
He's definitely one of the smartest people, period, I'd imagine.
Well, and he also like falls asleep at his own job, so you know he actually works.
Probably because he's playing fucking Path of Exile all fucking night.
Dude, his Diablo account was ridiculous. I don't know if you heard about that. Like, he had, like, at a level, like, 263 something.
Yeah, he like, be gaming, out. Bro.
He was doing, like, billions of damage, which I didn't even think was possible in that game.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely possible. But I also know that his account was not a seasonal account, so he just been building that bitch up with whatever time he had.
Shoot, I don't know where he gets all the time. Maybe he has more time now. Probably hired the
right people. I doubt it. He's pretty busy right now.
He's got money, though, so hire people. But I guess you got to have the job done right, too.
Pretty sure he's one of the richest people in America.
Gotta be.
Can't say the world, because everybody in the Middle East is, like, super fucking rich.
I mean, he's sending shit to space. I'd hope he's one of the richest.
Well, he definitely...
He
definitely... He ain't as rich as, like, a lot of people. Like the Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah,
the Sultan of Brunei, especially, is, like, super rich, like, estimate.
He's the most, well, yeah, because he's probably also, you know, a dictator and no one likes him, but yeah.
Well, not probably. He is absolutely a dictator and nobody likes him.
But yeah.
But, for sure. Oil money, man. We're about to be rich as fuck. We're about to start drilling in Alaska, son.
You gotta
get out of this money. Yeah, get out of this HVAC shit and start doing some oil drilling.
I feel like that's just not a very consistent field to be in, though. That's what.
Oh, sounds. No, it is a really consistent field to be in, because when you're on a job, you're out there for months, if not years.
Yeah, but I've heard of people getting cut. Like, that's why Kyler didn't stay on the road very long, because like, every job he went to that was out of state kept on getting cut.
What years was he working?
Oh, God, this was years ago.
This was, like, during COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was during COVID, for sure.
So during,
like, just after Joey COVID. Biden? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that would be why, because he literally cut every single bit of fracking that we had going on in the country.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That would definitely make sense.
Now, Daddy Trump is opening everything back up and adding more.
Daddy Trump is funny.
Daddy Trump, bring the fracking on.
Elon Musk is the world's richest person, it says.
In America?
No, it says the world's richest person with a net worth of $420 billion.
Yeah, well, like, the Sultan of Brunei has an estimated amount of wealth of, like, trillions of dollars.
Well, and that's all calculated. Like, his finances probably aren't calculated like the rich.
Well, because all his money is mainly oil and fucking massive amounts of real estate and massive amounts of cars. And he also has several hundred billion of dollars. Oh, fuck. Something just exploded outside.
Maybe it's the aliens.
Aliens, like, right? We tried the alien podcast, and then they start invading.
So, yep, they're coming for you first, Kyle.
Kyle, yep.
And it sounds like they're hostile and not chill.
No, that didn't sound very chill. That
Oh my God, what's that in his hand?
Fucking wild.
All of a sudden, you hear him screaming, "No, not there! I don't want to be found."
Don't probe me.
Well, the other side of the cove is out of power.
Oh yeah, you got a transformer blow for sure.
Yeah, I imagine a transformer just blew up because that shit was loud.
Is it raining outside?
Yeah, it's pouring down pretty good. I live in the middle of the woods, so people's shit's like right next to trees. So imagine that probably happened.
Absolutely.
No real safe place to put wires there. In a forest.
Underground?
No, not really.
That's about
it.
Yeah,
underground.
But that's also like three times the cost.
It's also a good question. What if aliens aren't from outer space? What if they're from inside the Earth's mantle?
You mean reptilians? Like Joey Biden? Do you see his fucking lizard eyes, bro? I bet he keeps his house at 90% humidity. Fucking lizard.
Ew, gross. We have a bunch of old customers like that. It's disgusting. Yeah, the walls are sweating, bro.
Why is my fucking paint rolling like this? It's like coming off the wall. Why does it look like this?
Well, it's because you see her still putting lotion on.
Excuse me?
I say you still see her putting lotion on her hands.
Oh, yeah, bro. That lady's fucking insane.
She's like, it puts lotion on its skin.
It puts lotion on its skin or else.
Are you talking about the lady at the golf course?
Yeah, bro.
She has a commercial grade humidifier too.
Yeah. In a spray foamed house. Her house is spray foamed.
Swimming through that motherfucker whenever you walk in.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
I bet you all been to houses that smell like cat piss too.
Oh yeah.
Too many.
Oh man, ammonia.
You remember the lady that wanted to put a spa up in her fucking attic space in a gated community and run it as a business?
Yes, I do. She's dead ass serious about it too.
She's wild, bro. They won't even let you have an Airbnb in there, let alone a fucking spa in your attic. Who wants that much water in their attic, bro?
No, and she wants to run off the same system, so like she's gonna have so many problems whenever she gets that going.
Well, it just ain't gonna work.
No, it's not going to.
I can't see that working. Got,
like, ever. And shit.
Gotta respect the
grind,
but lady, you're a little jaded here.
Oh, hey, just a heads up. Probably gonna get my power knocked out too. I'd almost imagine.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, my power just flashed like hella hard.
Yeah, mine did a little bit ago.
Well, we'll know when he goes.
We'll definitely know.
Anyways, back to aliens.
Yeah, I mean,
fucking aliens.
I don't think any of us anticipated it staying on that topic. So,
no, I highly doubt any of our episodes are going to be staying exactly on topic. That's the whole point.
We talked about aliens a whole 10 minutes out of the hour.
Yeah, this is why we don't take notes on the topic, because we'll spend like 4 hours making notes and then we won't talk about shit.
We'll just like be reading, or we'll be talking and it'll sound like a note. Did you know that the mitochondria of alien brains is the third of the replacement size of 1450? It's crazy. Did the math myself.
What?
Almost sounded legit.
I was going to say, bro, okay. That was a real thing going on. You could have scammed me.
You got
yeah, now I'm convinced you're an alien. You know alien math. That's a red flag.
Dude,
yeah.
I know. ISIS, send ISIS.
Send ISIS.
That's the wrong one. Let's send ICE. not ISIS.
Not that type of alien, okay? That's freaking hilarious. Oh my god. I just find it funny how that's stupid. They were having that conversation with that Trump administrator, and she was like, "Yes, we are arresting anyone that came over here illegally because they are here illegally." I was like, oh,
"I mean, yeah, that's
pretty much it." He's like, "Yep, they're criminals because they came over here illegally. That's how that works." Yeah. Oh,
that's exactly how that works.
It's like, yo, you broke the law, so. No.
What about all them fucking drones that were flying in sequence and shit? Y'all saw that, right?
Dude, yeah.
They finally
came out and said what it was, and it was just for research. It's for research. They didn't say what kind of research. They said they're still fucking, I don't know what they're contemplating and waiting to tell us, but they said it was for research by America.
What kind of research?
Yeah, exactly.
What if it's like, how would the U.S. react to an alien invasion and everyone's got their phones out?
It's kind of weird to play stupid, you know? Like, they played stupid for a while and didn't say anything. Like, oh, we don't know what this is. This could be, like, foreign acts of, you know, aggression or whatever. Yeah, like, why would you push that when you absolutely know what it's for? That's insane. Aliens, man.
America full of secrets, bro. Alien secrets. Area 51, you know? Watch Area 51 just be a bunch of dudes playing video games, like where all the streamers hang out. So you're not really...
That's actually so funny.
The whole FaZe Clan house is just aliens.
It's just Area 51. Yeah, we were in
what if it's like... What if it's like a video game that they have to continuously play or the world... There's like... They switch off in shifts.
Dude, oh yeah, that reminds me of that movie where they play the video games and they die in the game, they die in real life. That shit was wild.
What game or what movie was that?
Hey, you know which one I'm talking about, though.
I mean, there's a couple of them, they're like the...
But it was like, they play this game, this woman, like, kills you if you die in the game or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, fuck no.
The whole premise was like a guy trying to beat the game. So you can
name an anime, I can't name a movie.
Yeah, I can name a couple animes.
Oh, Parasite's a good alien one.
Oh, Parasite is a really good alien movie, or anime.
I was just thinking of that movie called Pixels, where they, like, the video games come to life.
Oh, yeah, that was trippy, too. Pac-Man killed
the Pac-Man. Bro. You know what? And that's not a bad premise on either. They would try to, like, get with what was hip at whenever they got the signals, and they decided to just disguise themselves as video games.
Right.
From the 80s.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
You never
know, man.
Only because it took them like 40 years to get here.
What's that video game called? Tetris or whatever?
Yeah, Tetris. Somebody... and I think Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ping pong. Just have like a little ball being batted by two.
Literally.
That's first game ever. Pong.
That's what they're playing in Area 51.
Just endless hours of pong. Probably playing chess, some sort of game you've
got an alien strapped up, and that's all he's doing is just playing pong. It's the only thing he's interested in. He came here, found pong, stayed there.
Oh, this shit's fun. He would love Elden Ring.
Like, no, fuck that pong.
I just love how the 3D pixels bounce back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth.
Fucking 4-bit game.
Shit, when you saw that as a kid for the first time in like the 80s, though, you were like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know, right? Versus any like board game or anything.
Or like Mario came out, you're like, what on God's green earth is this?
Yeah, imagine living in a time with no technology and living to see, you know, cell phones that you can actually carry in your pocket with cameras and shit.
Fit your phone.
Fucking computers that fit in your room.
Yeah, not from the original space launch.
Yeah,
taking
right.
An entire fucking house.
Yeah, to do like a couple of like megabytes worth of data.
Amazing that we made it to the moon on just a few megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally nothing compared to what we have nowadays.
No, like the Nintendo Advance, I think, has more memory than the fucking computers they used for the first space mission.
That's fucking saying something, honestly.
Yep. Ain't it?
Every time there's like a quiet moment, Daniel, you're like, "Yep."
I like filling the space because I don't like awkward.
It's like we're having an auction, and Daniel's like, "Yep."
I'm the type of guy that like you cannot be awkward or silent around me. I will be like, "So anyway, I was, I don't know. I'm just my brain's."
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm not making fun of you.
You could just edit that out. It's okay. No.
Oh, I'm gonna have to edit out quite a few things.
Yeah. You know who should get into one of the calls like this? I bet you Zach has a lot of things to talk about aliens.
Oh, bro, forever. He could probably talk for a whole hour by himself about aliens.
Wait, Zach across the street, Zach?
Yeah. That's the only Zach I know.
Yeah.
Not the only Zach I know.
Nope. Oh, I'm gonna have to edit that.
Yeah. Yeah, we just know. We know. His social is
Yeah, let me just dox him real quick. Yeah. Dox him real quick.
It just so happens the one person listening is like that watches. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go freaking raid his house. Send a raid to his house. A bunch of SWAT members pull up to his freaking trailer. Oh yeah, edit that out. I want them knowing where what kind of house he is.
Just tell everybody his street.
Dude, I don't even know. I know exactly where he lives, but I don't know the street. But no, he would probably have a lot to say about that shit. For sure.
Yeah, no, he would. But that boy, I mean, he goes to raves on a, or used to at least go to raves on a weekly basis, it felt like.
Still does.
Is he still?
Still does. Yeah,
I seen him the other day, bro. He's got hair, like, past his nipples, bro. He's, that boy's got hippie for days.
He's always been that way, though. I mean, I remember him for my whole life with him with short hair, so it's crazy that he's, like, all hippie. Man, I feel like we've got, like, an hour. For the fact that we managed to make an hour of this is crazy enough. It's just, well, we didn't really stay on topic the whole time, but it all ties in.
It all does. And, I mean, that's kind of the point in the podcast is we're going to have a topic, but sitting on it is almost never going to happen. Not unless everyone just buckled down.
We also need to find, like, a closing keyword, so that way we're not just, like, straight up saying that, like, okay, well, are we done with this topic, or we just...
Somebody can just, like, be, like, just say, it's probably time to wrap it up or something, you know, kind of flow it in.
We have to have a slogan, well, it's time to see you guys later. I mean, that's not a unique slogan.
Oh, God.
Got them all out.
We didn't even, well, never mind, I won't say that right now.
Now I want to know.
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, I was going to say we didn't even, like, solidify a name. Are we going with the, I almost said BTK, but that's BTK killer.
You talking about BLT?
BLT,
well,
yeah.
I think we're going to have to go through another list, though, because the ones that are tried were already taken, so. We're gonna have to brainstorm.
No, so BLT wasn't taken. That's the only one that wasn't.
Oh, really? That's fucking wild.
Yeah, that's the only one. I've already snagged it just in case we keep it. But yeah, no, I do have that one, which I'm fine with that name. I don't mind it at all. I think it's a pretty good one.
I mean, I came up with it, so I'm gonna be super one-sided. I think it's awesome. Best name ever. The greatest name. The best name.
You'll never see another name like it.
It's the strongest name.
Strongest name.
Everybody right. knows it.
Can y'all guess where we're from based off our jokes? Well, I'll just say this. 18 of 18. 18 out of 18. I think that's what it was.
So it was
only
full.
State
it was all
only
one.
State all in all the only state ever in ever to do that. So
to be completely one in agreement.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and close it out real quick. All right. Thank you everyone for listening. We're gonna be continuing to do the single episodes a week, and I'm glad you guys all got to stop in, listen. And hopefully you're not driving while you're doing this and paying too much attention. But everyone have yourself a good night, good morning. We'll see you on the next one.